This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
7:45, quarter till 8. Tommy Tucker, WWL, Monday morning. Time to take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. Monday morning markets with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. How you doing there, Mark?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm okay. How's the economy? How's Wall Street? What's happening?
Tommy, you and I were on Friday talking about the prices of homes, and the median is about $400,000, but the rate has been coming down, making it a little easier for people to buy homes. A lot of people still think it's out of reach, and we're going over those payments and things. And you know, we had last week's news had consumer confidence took a serious dip. It's at an 8-month low. And people are worried about the continued rate of inflation, naturally, because it cuts into the paycheck pretty seriously. And the tariffs that are coming on from Washington might interrupt the economy. So you've got a couple of these readings that had gone into the markets last week. And GDP in the fourth quarter was, the second revision, was at 2.3%. That was at the last 3 months of 2024, but for the entire year, GDP was up 2.8%. So that it seems like it's starting in the last quarter, things seem to drift down a little bit. And then there's some forecast happening because of consumer confidence, because personal spending was also down as reported last week, that we might have a seriously weak quarter, first quarter of 2025. That we won't know until April. But a lot of the forecasters and the analysts are saying, well, we've got to be careful of what's happening in the economy right now because that could affect the markets and so on. But, the Dow was up strong Friday. Even after all that, it was up 600 points. Looking at it right now, if it opened right this minute, it'd be up another 100 to 43,998. And that's good news. I mean, I'd rather it be there than 10,000 points off. But I look back on about a 6-month, seems like on November the 4th, which is just about to the day, the Dow was at the same point. So you and I have been saying that it's begun in a trading range, and it's not losing a whole lot of ground. And when it does pull back a little bit, it seems to reclaim the 44,000 mark. But it really hasn't done much of anything for 4 months. And I think starting back then, starting November after the election, that's when the Fed was, putting a hold on any interest rate drops. And I think that conversation with them continues. So it the market, if people are satisfied, 401k balances, at least we're holding up at this point. But we're looking for something to break it through. And a couple of the Fed governors came out last week saying, well, we're not disinterested in dropping the rates, but we're still on a wait and see. And I guess that's what's got the market positioned same, that they're on a wait and see for something to really break out, something really show some positive reflections on where the market should be and how the earnings are coming in and so on. But the personal income for January was up significantly at 0.9%. So that was up far better than expectations at 0.4. But it was the first time that it has to be in over a year. When you and I talk about personal income and personal spending, they come out on the same week for the same month. And this is the first, every time personal income was going up, personal spending was going up. But this is the first time that switched off. Personal income came up by a significant amount, and personal spending actually went.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Down. It was a negative number. I don't know if people, and this is for January. So January is usually not a big month of taking vacations or people, you know, going on cruises, anything like that. So I think that might just be seasonal, but we can tell as we're watching this go forward. I'm glad to see that income is doing decently about keeping pace with an inflationary environment that we have now, because that keeps people at least being able to afford what prices are increasing. So probably the biggest thing last week was the Fed's preferred inflation gauge. Is that personal consumption expenditure for January, and they were anticipating it being up 0.3%, and it came in as advertised. So they're kind of, okay, well, it came in as advertised, but still the 0.3 is pushy. Annualizing that, it would be a 3.6% annual rate, and, of course, their target was in the low twos of perhaps 2.0. So I still think that the market didn't find that overly offensive, and again, Friday was up when this news came out. So I think, it's not pushing the Fed too hard, and I still think they're waiting around to see other things that are breaking in the new administration and the new economy. Are tariffs going to cause a problem, or they're just going to be a political tool? Are they going to, some of that stuff going to pull back? As far as this week's news, we have the job reports for January. And in December, 143,000 new jobs are created. And in January, what we're going to hear about Friday morning, the expectation is for 160,000 new jobs. And the unemployment rate's expected to be right around 4.1. So not a big change there. But Tommy, that's kind of a weak number. What we'd really love to see is something start with the 2. And if we really wanted to be impressed, it would start with the 3. 300,000 new jobs a month, not something that we're satisfied with, just starting with a 1. That's not robust. That's just kind of treading the water there. But that'll probably be the biggest news this week. And some of the analysts already coming out saying, well, if it's a disappointment, if it comes in far less than that, we are expecting the Dow to sell off or the markets to sell off based on that news.
So when you talk about personal income being up, but personal spending being down, and that is not the way it's been, can we infer anything from that?
Well, the only we have a seasonal.
Well, that's accurate, right? That's not the way it's been.
No, it's not the way it's been. Yeah. It's been every time personal income has gone up, and it's just pretty much every month it's gone up to keep pace with inflation. So I'm glad that a lot of employers are responding to that. It's pressure on them too. But every time personal spending went up, there was almost lockstep when people get paid more, they generally spend it. So the only two things are people cutting back on their spending, or was it just seasonal and it'd be in January? You come off of Christmas, you come off the holidays. And I know from a lending standpoint, January is a horribly slow month. Everybody's, they're just getting kind of clearing out the credit card statements and let's see what happened last month during the holidays and things. So usually people aren't in making loans in January and just personal loans, and personal spending might have took that path as well. And it's only down 0.2. It's not much. It was expected to be up 0.1. So we've seen what that difference is. And we'll see for February. But, the markets took all this in stride last week. It's just some analysts are saying, well, we see some weakness and we're preparing for maybe a little bit of choppy market going forward. The other thing that was, said, it's just the obvious that any of the reductions in the federal workforce that we're seeing from what's happening in Washington, none of those things are showing up in the unemployment rate yet. Mm-hmm. If they took the buyout and they're being paid through August, well, they're still, in essence, employed and they're getting their money and things are going on as usual. But we'll see how that shakes out more towards, I guess, mid-year, a little after probably third quarter, when if that's significant, that's going to show up in the unemployment rate. Less people are moving over. I mean, within this buyout period, if you find other work, then that was very short-lived.
So tell me about when these numbers come out in Wall Street on Friday, what we're looking at?
The jobs number.
Jobs number.
The jobs number, is right. It's supposed to be 160,000, but that's certainly been off before. And tell me, let's start with a one. That's not a big number to begin with. So if it fluctuated, could we see something that was below 100,000? I think we could. It's got enough variance in it in past reports for that. But apparently Wall Street is watching that particularly closely. At least that was the analysis coming over the weekend, that it's already not a robust number. So if that is falling, I guess they're going to blame, is the economy slowing or people are not spending their money? It's a combination of people worried about tariffs. The pending home sales hit an all-time low, and that was because of, inflation and people can't get the down payments down. That was part of our segment Friday, speaking about 20% down payments. It's hard for people to come up with that with a 400,000-plus median price house right now. So that pending home sales has really been hit hard. But that'll be the big news this week, at least so says Wall Street, is the employment report, and we'll see. 160 is the number they're expecting, and that'll keep the unemployment rate just about right where it is, about 4%.
Thank you, Mark. Very valuable information. We'll talk to you Friday as we help people manage their money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. 7:55, 5 till 8, traffic now, WWL.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.